The pedestal.
The pedestal.
The pedestal.
Welcome.
I know you like it.
Music. Hey, it's actually quite sad.
I know, dude. You got us. Was it Spotify? Someone.
I think it was Apple. Well, Apple don't play that game.
Apple take your ass down. They have you.
Yeah, no, Apple really doesn't play with that.
Oh,
what, you play music? Down. I'm sorry. That's you play music like you dare play someone's music that we can't monetize. You can get the fuck out. That's Apple.
Because it concept. Would be so nice to have welcome back. I know you like that.
Dude, it'd be so good. Because we've been missing in action.
Yeah.
I'm gangster.
I'm recording. Yeah. I snuck that recording in there. We haven't been here for a while. What up? Pedestilians. What are pedestilians?
Why are you making it sound like it's a penicillin?
I don't know. It actually doesn't sound good. Pedestilians.
No.
The ped...
No, stools. No, that stools. Doesn't work either.
No, it's one of them shits. No. Hey, shits. Are you doing shits?
I don't know. Let's just stick with the good old-fashioned comrades.
Comrades. So
we can figure out something. Yeah.
Comrades. Hello, everyone.
Comrades.
Hello, comrades.
Apologize for missing in action lately. We do have excuses if that even matters.
We do. I mean, we can't give excuses at this stage, but Kanye had COVID.
Yeah.
So
no, hold on. Don't play like that. People are gonna start messaging me crying. I have an acute cold, I think.
Acute cold. Is that the scientific word for
phlegmy? Yeah, a bit phlegmy. You might hear it in my voice. You know, just feeling weak.
Did you have a sore throat?
Need to recover. Yeah, sore throat. You know, sore throat, but you know when you wake up and it hurts to swallow. You just wake up.
Yeah.
Ow.
And then you do it like a bunch of times, haven't you? You go like,
yeah.
And you just do it again
because now you can't stop.
There. And you go, yeah. Oh, it's still there. Shit.
Yeah. Yep. It's like when you're bored and you realize that you're breathing and then that's all you can focus on. And you're like, oh shit, what if I stop focusing on this? Will I stop breathing?
Why did you say that? Now all I'm going to focus on is that's my breathing now.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. That's how I was
thinking. Okay.
So I was a bit out of action. Not feeling up to it.
Did you have a headache?
Yeah. Oh, and I had an ear infection that was kind of lingering. Ear infections? Hold on. I don't want to take too much time with ear infection. But so I had an ear infection and I didn't respect it because I was like, in my ear, come on, dude. Life goes on.
Yeah.
This thing destroyed my soul.
Dude, my infections are the worst thing.
Dude, I couldn't believe that I couldn't work because something was hurting me in my ear. It was insane to me.
Did it affect your balance? Because apparently it's a thing.
So that happened towards the end. I was like, why am I dizzy and shit? What's going on? And then that's when Mia was like, no, look, like you need to go see the doctor again and get on proper antibiotics.
Yeah.
Stop this drip shit.
Because you had that. Okay, so me and Kanye chat like every day for like an hour and a half. I don't know how he finds time. But he was been complaining about this ear infection for like months. I'm like, dude, there's a point where it's like that could be dangerous. Like you're going to lose your whole ear. Like a half of your head needs to be taken out. Like that doesn't sound healthy.
I just didn't respect it because I'm like, my ear, like, come on. It's just, I can't see anything. There's no pulse. But it hurt. Like I got to a point where I was at the footy and I couldn't focus on it because my ear was hurting. So look, a lot of shit went down. That's why we've been missing.
Yeah. No, sure. Yeah. I was also on holiday. So fair enough.
You were just on holiday. So hold on. So you flew to the UK during a global pandemic.
I did. Yes, I did that.
You've been out. You've been greeting friends, having a great time.
No.
And now
I've been elbowing. I do the elbow. I go, hey, what up?
Oh, you've been doing the elbowing.
How are you doing?
And we can also talk about what's about to happen in the UK as a result of your shenanigans. Well, we can come back to that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll talk about this just now.
We'll come back to that. And then you managed to go to Greece.
Yes.
Explain yourself, please.
So I went to Greece. I went with my family. It was really fun. Beautiful holiday. Amazing. Obviously, it's like just kind of, it's like a wholesome family holiday. So you're not meeting a lot of other people. You don't go to restaurants. Apparently, you don't want to find out about COVID?
Yes.
You can't get it by ingesting it, apparently. I'm not a doctor. So if you ingest COVID, if it goes into your mouth, then it just goes into your stomach acids and it just gets chewed up by your stomach acids, right? But if it goes into your nose, your eyes, that's how you actually get it.
Which would you like to cite the article that you read this at or confirm it, or you read it, you saw it on Twitter?
So I don't want to state my resource in case it's super wrong and I'm misquoting this. But apparently you can't get it like that. So in fact, that's why restaurants are super safe. So you know what I mean? Like, you're not, even if your chef coughs on your food, they just cough coronavirus all over your pizza.
Yeah.
You eat that pizza and that pepperoni is just like teeming with coronavirus. You know, just go into your stomach and just sit there and get chewed up by your stomach acid.
Yeah, look, guys, we're going to fact check this statement because we don't want to be perpetuating misinformation. We'll put it in the show notes. So you're just actually living your best life.
It was a good time. Okay. I feel guilty about how much fun I'm having. I feel like someone should be like, okay, you've had too much fun. Time to go, Nick. Off to the underworld. Yeah. But it's been
cool. What I usually do in that moment is just start doing really hard stuff.
Okay.
Just have really, really cold showers.
But why is that? Why? How does that work?
Just like, don't, like, when things are going too good, just, it's always good to have like acute stresses just to remind you, like life doesn't fuck around.
Not everything is good. Yeah. No, fair enough. That's a good
thing.
Yeah. I think I should do that. I think it's an anxiety thing. Like, I feel guilty about when things are going good. You think like, and when things are going too good, you're like, oh, it's got to change soon. It can't stay this good for this long. And I think that's like a ways, like, I mean, yeah, like, it's having fun. You're like, okay, something's going to go wrong soon.
There's this famous quote that I heard about where it talks about like how the seasons always come.
Mm.
And the point of life is to always prepare for the seasons.
Yeah.
So it's either, you know, you reap in the spring or you beg in the winter. But you always have to sort of take advantage of whatever season you're in. Because winter will come. You know what I mean?
Oh, is that chills from COVID or is that goosebumps? Because I think it's... Oh, that was so deep. Oh, my God. Okay.
But yeah. And I mean, that's the good thing. Like, things are going good for you and you're taking the time to study. So, yeah, it's always just good to, like, whether things are going good, bad.
No, 100%. Yeah. Okay, so I was in Greece and then obviously things are cool there. But then back home for you, things weren't going amazingly. What happened?
Oh man, I can't believe this happened to me. Actually, you know, when you see things happen to people, you're like, oh, that will never happen to me. That's an article I'll read. Carry on with my day.
Yeah.
So I went on my mate had his 30th. Went on holiday with him. Just, you know, down south, had a good time. For those of you who don't know what down south is, it's like, so I live in Perth, and then we have like, if you drive 3 hours down, it's sort of like wine country, open roads, mansions, all that type of stuff.
Beautiful spot.
Yeah, so I'm down south, whatever, come back.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm like, okay, let me get all my affairs in order. I miss Friday. Let me run and out. So I check my South African bank account. So some of you might be asking, Kanye, why do you have a South African bank account? You live in Australia. I have a South African bank account because A, I was born there. So I've always had a bank account there.
Sure,
and yes. B, it's just easier if you know, if there's money things from home.
Yes.
It's just easy. Like, I don't, there's no like wait period. Kind of also throughout uni and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I'm just, you know, just getting my affairs in order. It's Sunday. Get your shit right. Well, no, I even think, no, it's like Tuesday, yeah, Monday, Tuesday. And I look at my bank account and it's empty.
Like nothing.
There's 17 Rand. There's 17 Rand in my bank account.
They took everything but 17. Why did they leave the 17?
Dude, bro, just because I couldn't be bothered taking it. So I go, so now I'm just freaking out. Like, guys, I can't even explain to you what it feels like when all your money is gone. It's just like, I wish I could even describe it now, but it's just like this feeling like,
just everything,
oh, it's just robbed you. Yeah, it was a wild feeling. So then I'm panicking. I'm clicking on like transaction history. Like, what happened? I'm calling my sister. Didn't you get the notifications? What's going on? And these guys, so what they did is they took money, but they did it over multiple transactions. Like, I'm talking like 40 transactions in total.
Okay.
And they did it between like midnight and 5 a.m. on Sunday.
So there's 40 transactions in a row between from midnight on Sunday to Monday morning.
Yeah, like 5 a.m.
Okay.
So they come in and they do like 178 Rand and they hit it. Bang, bang, bang. So now my thing is like, an institution should recognize that multiple transactions are happening for the same merchant or whoever at the same amount. Just lock that account anyway.
Of course. Of course. Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they do that? It's such an obvious thing.
Yeah. So these hackers, bastards. So these guys go and they make the name, the description, while they're stealing from me.
Yeah.
One more. Just one more. One more. One more. One more.
No.
And they're like, nah, okay, this oak's not awake. The bank hasn't shut us down. Then they're just hitting me for 1,500 now. 1,500. They're just going bang, bang, bang. Just hitting me. And then eventually the money starts to run out. So then they go, okay, I'll bring it back to 300. And then they do their last bit. And they cleaned me out.
What is the last one called? Okay, we're done.
It was Apple.bill. So I'm assuming, I did a bit of research on this. What they do is when they hack you, they buy a bunch of Apple gift cards on the black web. That's how they make their money.
Are you being serious?
Just buying gift cards. Yeah, yeah. Just whether it's like merchants or like Toys R Us or Play Store, I don't know, but they just bang that gift shop. Yeah, gift card.
I think I've seen this transaction in my account before. I'm not even joking.
Bro, they cleaned me out. So now I'm freaking out. I'm panicking. I'm like, it's midnight.
Yeah.
I'm trying to call FNB. I'm like, hello, you can't even catch my breath.
My money's gone. I've got no fucking money.
They're like, hey, what's up? Hey. Yeah, okay. Why didn't you tell us sooner? I'm like, what?
Why didn't you know sooner? This is your job to know that my money's going.
Bro. So anyway, the guy's just, then he goes quiet. And I'm like, yeah, so what's going to happen? I don't know. He's like, okay, so I've canceled your card. And you're here back in 7 days. Okay, thank you. Can I get your name? I'm Googling like fraud in FNB. I'm like, hi, it's saying here you meant to give me an incident report. Like,
can I get an
incident report? He's like, oh, okay, hold on. Your incident report is 5-7. I'm like, so wait, if I didn't ask you, you were going to give me this information? Bro, anyway. I did kind of panic in the moment, but like, what else was I going to do?
Was it like sorry, your money is gone. Sorry, your life got ruined. Sorry about that little detail. Or no, nothing along those lines.
Yeah. And the scariest thing is that it was a fair bit of money, right? Especially if I was in South Africa.
Yeah.
So now I ask myself the question, what if I was in South Africa? What if my income was the only income I depended on?
Yeah. What if all your savings, like, gone? Yeah. Everything you'd put your life towards.
Yeah, yeah. Gone. There's probably better ways I could have protected myself because, you know, I sort of thought, okay, what did we learn from this experience? And like, there are ways I could have protected myself, like having money in like a savings and dispersing it. But like, it's the SA bank, it's the SA account. Like, I barely use it.
Yeah.
Like, the money just sits there. And look, looking back on it, I was a perfect victim. Like, I was a fucking hacker's wet dream.
So you're overseas.
And no transaction history. Money just sitting there.
Do you have notifications that go to your phone?
No, so they go to my sister's phone.
Oh, so your sister...
I didn't set up the...
Did she get like notifications on that?
Nothing. Nothing.
Really?
Nothing. Not an SMS. Cleaned me.
But then how doesn't it... Because like every time money goes in and out of that account, there's a little notification that goes to my phone. It says, listen, your money...
Yeah.
17 Rand for chewing gum at Spa is now gone. You know what I mean? So why would they tell you about their money going out?
Because this could have been an inside job. I know I shouldn't say that because
it's
a bank. Yeah, I shouldn't say that too much. But I'm trying to put two and two together. Like nothing else of mine got hacked, just my SA bank card. How, sway?
And you don't even use that card.
I don't use it. So unless my conspiracy, my alleged conspiracy is maybe there's just actually just get, hey, these accounts are inactive.
You ain't got that.
I'll give you some loot.
Sway.
Yeah. And I did a bit of research. There's this it's called Cyber Hack or Cyber Australia.
Yeah.
And I was just trying to, obviously I'm just trying to learn now. You know me, like I'm just, okay, I want to be consumed. Sure. And one of the things I was saying is, look, COVID has been like a success story for the hackers. The hackers are loving COVID. They're making too much money.
It's time. It's like, hackers have been through some tough times, you know, and they've stuck it through. They're all self-taught, which is great. And now they're finally getting a time to thrive. And maybe it's time to celebrate the hacker.
Yeah. And I was hearing stories like one of the things the hackers have been doing is if you go on the dark web, you can sell your Outlook contacts. So people, you know, everyone's losing their job.
Yeah.
So hackers are like, why are we even hacking these guys? Let's just find everyone who's lost their job and you can get $1,000 to $5,000 of your contacts.
Just your email contacts.
Yeah, you can go on the dark web and just sell your Outlook contacts if you lost your job, and they'll pay you.
To the dark web, so people can hack you, or so people can send you lots of emails all the time.
What are you asking here?
So how are they selling? Who they're selling those contacts to?
The dark web, like hackers. Like the dark web will be like, we will pay for X amount of Outlook email addresses with .com.au.
Okay.
Finance office.
Because then they can use it. They can use those emails to get into your account.
Oh yeah. Oh dude, my work email, it's too lit. Every day I'm just getting something. Hey, you're getting this message from funeral homes. I'm getting phone calls like, hey, you were recently in a car crash. Like we're under attack. That's the one thing
I'm pretty sure I wasn't in a car crash. As far as I remember, I had of a car crash. If I didn't even remember it at all, I mean that's crazy.
I literally, but that's the thing, right? They play the numbers game. That's how hackers work.
I see. So they just send out a bunch of, because I used to get an email almost every single day saying like, "Hi, this is from Lumberjack Tim. We removed wood from your garden yesterday. Here's the invoice. Click on the link," and it takes you like a scam thing. And then the next day, it's like, "Oh, from when your cat died, we've got the coffin. So please, the invoice of the coffin is here." It's like, pretty sure.
Yeah.
I have a dead cat. But
yeah. So it was a, you know, like I do understand that. Hey, this happens to a lot of people. I'm not special.
Yeah.
That's another thing I thought about. Like, did this happen to just me, or 100 people? Or 1,000 people?
Well,
there was 1,000 people.
There was 800,000 people, I could be wrong, that had their contact details stolen from Experian, which is massive. What, 24 million people.
It was 24 million. It was the largest data breach in South African history.
Wow, 24 million people. Yeah. I mean, that's crazy.
And the banks came back, and even Experian came back saying, hey, no, but they didn't take your personal information. They didn't get like contact details or card numbers. Or account details. So you're fine.
But wasn't there an insane rise in hackers after that? After 100%. That hack. Yeah.
Well, no, it's, I wish I had the stats in front of me, but like since, I think it's more than doubled from a year ago, like the amount of cyber attacks just happening on a continual basis. Like in South Africa, Business Insider was saying that there's about 577 hacks a day.
Really?
A day or an hour? No, it has to be a day. I can't say an hour.
Dude, 577.
That's too scary.
Would there be any money left in South Africa if it's 577 hacks an hour? That's insane.
But wasn't even our good friend Gordon, ex-private banker, was saying that at Investec they'd be chilling and they'd be like, yeah, no, we're getting attacked right now.
Oh, really?
They're just attacking us.
It's like, oh, the world's security team. The world's burning. It's fine. It's okay. Or like, so they would know that they're getting attacked and just sit tight and wait.
And really? The thing is, if everyone take like we, no one takes it seriously. Like all my stuff's just chilling on the Google. Oh Google, you remembered my Netflix. Oh yes, Google, you remember my login. No,
dude, that's exactly Google, it.
I can pay for this. Dude, I can just pay for this because you remember me.
When people, when Google remembers my password, I'm like, oh, thank you so much, Google. I really appreciate it. But actually,
dude, it's my
downfall. It's 100% my downfall. That's nuts.
Yeah. So it was just having that experience and having being hacked in that kind of manner.
Yeah.
Where even to this day, well, and then also we can talk, I don't even want to get into F&B because I don't know what that could have. I don't know what, future implicate. I don't want to talk about that.
But yeah.
Then it was just like a thing of like, I haven't got an email. Like, we don't know how this happened.
Yeah.
So that's the scarier part. Like, at least usually you could trace it back. Like, oh, I went on this. I don't use that card for nothing.
So maybe they just knew that like they had to scan through all the accounts and thought, okay, cool. Who's a sitting duck? And they said, okay, cool. The primary cardholder sits out of South Africa. He doesn't have notifications. There's money sitting in there that hasn't been touched for several months, years, hours, whatever. They thought, okay, cool. This guy is perfect. I mean, maybe that's what it came down to.
Because, no, and that's fun, but how?
Yeah.
That's the question.
How did they get in? Because that is insane.
How do they have my card number? That card, the only time I ever use that card here in SA is when I'm withdrawing cash.
Yeah.
So maybe ATM. But like I use that ATM, like I use these ATMs fairly frequently. And like I use it at places where I use all my other cards. Like when I'm in Oz. And I've never used it on an online dodgy website.
Yeah.
I've never done that before.
Unless when you're in South Africa, they got your card number, card details, and they've just been waiting. Just like in the, dude, like,
this is the ultimate
hacker. August. Yeah.
August stayed waiting.
You went last year in December, January.
Yeah.
Jan. Yeah. Yeah. So they were, they got your card details in Jan, and they've just been waiting, dude, in their little hacker cave. And they kind of,
yeah, and that's, and that's why I really think that I maybe could have been part of the Experian hack, because it literally was a week, like it happened, and then a week later I got ravaged.
I'm sure it's almost positive about it.
Yeah, and remember that FNB, other banks, I would just keep attacking FNB, but other banks were like, nah, don't worry guys, you're sweet, we checked, no one's details got out, relax, yeah, calm down,
no worries. So chilled.
Just hit us up on Twitter if you need to talk to us immediately. Like, folks were chilling, and then bang, I'm just sitting there hacked. Money gone.
Crazy. What is their reaction? They were like, listen, your money's gone. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, money. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Or
well, no, we will investigate and we will respond.
Okay.
You'll invest. Bro, there's 40 transactions of the same amount. Give me my fucking money back.
I mean, I'm like, you know, we know what happened here.
Yeah.
It's not a
yeah.
It's not a freakish aberration. We didn't, there wasn't, dude, and an up and leave and descend into heaven.
Yeah, and it was just so chilled. The customer service was appalling. I can't deny that. It was sad, actually. By the end of it, I was just like, this is just sad.
I can't just railing on FNB on the podcast. Hey, FNB, I dig you guys. I dig you. Just to balance it out a little
bit. I still have some of my money there.
You're like, oh, really?
Yeah, I still bank with them. Whole family banks with them.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah, we're still here. Yes, but guys, sort it out. Please, man. Yes.
Get the shit together.
But one thing I did learn is I'm getting all my money into Australia.
Out of SA. But I mean, you said SA is actually a hotspot for hacking. It's not like...
Oh, dude, they fucking take the piss.
Really?
Like when Oaks need money, they're like, oh, let's just hack SA quick.
Really? It's like, ah, dude, like, I need a bottle for tonight. Ah, just go hack SA, dog. Just go.
No, 100%. No, that's the vibe.
Oh, really? Even, so easy.
Yeah. Because you know how North Korea basically, like, you know, in North Korea, they just have hacking farms, like on a state level. Yeah. On like the government initiative, like, let's go hack so we can get money for our nuclear program so I can ball out.
And then
so North Korea has just been having SA.
Are you just having it?
Google it. I encourage all of you Google North Korea South African hack.
Do they have computers in North Korea?
Oh, dude, they just hack. That's how they make money. Bitcoin hacking. Yeah, 100%. Oh, and other nations do it because even in Australia, something that's never really before is the Prime Minister in July. This is kind of like peak COVID type stuff. He went on the press conference and like, we are noticing like way more attacks on Australian businesses and Australian government institutions.
Yeah.
And these attacks are of a like state operation. Like these aren't like misdemeanor individual. This isn't Mr. Robot.
Yes.
Like this is like coordinated big infrastructural attacks. Yeah. And you know China's doing the same. Come on.
Okay.
China's just, hey, let's just go hack those orcs. Quick. Russia. Let's just have them.
No, I know Russia. I know Russia's about it. I know Russia love that shit. That's like their favorite thing.
Dude.
Their favorite sport is like bear fighting and hacking.
Yeah. And they all think the West, we're just stupid, lazy.
Yeah.
And like, don't know what we're doing. So that's why they just have us for breakfast.
That's so
interesting. And SA is a big part because SA has a very developed sort of like banking system.
That's what I thought. I thought it had like one of the most like advanced fintech structures in the world.
Yeah. But even then, look, you're using buzzwords. What's fintech? I've been seeing this thing on all these fucking... PowerPoints, the fourth industrial revolution, fintech. Well, what is that?
I guess financial technology, but I still don't know what it means. I don't know. I still don't know what it means. I can't tell you what
exactly.
Yeah. Technology. Yeah,
South Africa is one of the best financial banking applications. Other countries borrow from us. What are they borrowing from us? Our logos. Our user interface. Come on, dude.
No, it's when you make a transaction, then you get an SMS afterwards. No one else had that. No one else. We had that first. And you had ATMs. So yeah.
What does that do?
I'm proud. I'm proud of South African fintech developments. I'm proud.
Your OTP, where you go then you need a SIM card. You're like, hey, can I have a SIM card? They're like, you need to get a RICARD.
I'm like, huh?
What do you mean? What is that? You what need to this? Prove where you live. I don't live here though. Just give me a SIM card.
I was coming up to what is that for actually? I don't even know. Is that because they can?
I don't know. Yeah? We'll put it in housekeeping.
Yes.
Okay. RICARD. Why it's important, why it's happening.
I'll write it down.
Yeah. Why? But at the moment, it just feels like eTolls.
Is que rica.
Yeah, Rica. It feels like eTolls where it's like, hey, we built this for you guys. Pay us. And it was like,
we
don't want to.
Go. Take. I know you put this here.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it off now.
Yeah.
And put it there. Thank you very much. We don't want it anymore. Thank you.
And they're like, no, but you paid for it. And they're like, but we still don't want it.
We don't want it. We never asked for it either. So take it away.
No, but you paid for it, so you need to pay it back. And everyone was just like, nah, I'm not, nah.
No, no.
Nah.
No, but here's
and all of us are not.
Here's your bull. It's like, show me when I was there. Like, thank you. That was my favorite thing. Everyone got their eTol bulls. And everyone said, you must prove that I was on that road. In classic South African fashion, and then the government were like, oh fuck, I mean the government already like like the latest people in Africa. It's like, oh fuck, okay, are you gonna check? Oh no, bro. Okay, scrap the whole thing, fuck it, take them down. we don't want these things anymore.
Wait, did they actually take them down?
No, I think they're still there, but do people still use them? I don't know, are they being used? Yeah. I'm not entirely sure.
Put eTolls as well as for housekeeping so people understand that.
We'll
come back to things that we don't know.
Yes, yeah, we'll come back.
We're not just going to mess around, guys.
Yeah. I mean, I think they were the last time, but it was like the biggest biggest collective fuck you that's ever been happened in man. There was like the Berlin Wall and they're like, fuck you, and they're like, they took it down. And then there was eTolls, and they took it down. They're like, and they were like, put it up. They're like, fuck you. And they just put them, like, okay, we'll just ignore these things again.
Yeah.
But
this whole hacking experience has taught me, guys, learn more about hacking and cybersecurity and how to better protect yourselves. Because I was hearing stories where folks were trying to go buy houses, and they were like, you've been dead for 5 years. Folks are like, what? Or the FBI just pulling up to your house. You're under arrest for all this fraud. You're like, what did I do? What are you talking about? You've been traveling around Europe.
I'm a florist. I'm a dog walker. What do you mean?
Yeah.
How was I? What is I doing this?
Like, you've been traveling around Europe, forging credit cards and running around on yachts. You're under arrest.
Yeah. It's like, what? Okay. I've never left
Oaks. Yeah. That's some insane. Of you out here, even on Instagram, not even putting yourselves on private. And you're wondering why you hacked. Hey.
I should probably do that. But you know what I invest my money? If I ever learn how to invest my money, you know what a deepfake is?
I'm well aware of deepfakes, yes.
Okay, so a deepfake, it's just for anyone who's listening. A deepfake is like, they'll make your face, it looks like you're saying something that you would like you wouldn't say, whatever. It'll make you look like you have said something. So like Donald Trump, Barack Obama.
Or doing something you never did.
Yes. Okay, cool. Yeah. So it looks like it's like me, Nick, saying this, and it's like, oh, hi, I'm Nick. I support Manchester United, which I don't. I don't even support. I don't even care about football. So that would be weird. And then, and they would like be doing that kind of thing. I'm going to invest in anti-deepfake software. So the company that's doing anti-deepfake software now, I'm going to invest in now because they're still small game. And then by the time they're big game, I'll have lots of money.
That probably is an idea, but when is that going to happen? Well, you know, they do say, because you know how deepfake is predominantly used in the pornography industry.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you can watch Ariana Grande, Scarlett Johansson, Wonder Woman. That's where it's predominantly used at the moment.
I'm gonna write it down. I have no idea.
Yeah, guys. But some guys do it for funs and giggles with like Trump and Barack.
Yes.
And different celebrities. But it's predominantly used by the porn industry. Now, why is that significant? Because the porn industry has been known historically
Yeah.
To break technology.
I have heard this. Okay, yeah. So tell me.
Because they were the first people to offer sort of like your ability to pay online.
They're the first one to do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you could be into something. Like you could be, you know, you could be, might make yourself a billionaire.
Well, I think it's just like it makes so much sense. Like this will obviously be something that happens in the future. So invest in it now.
Yeah.
It'll be an issue that you have to deal with in the future. So do it now.
You reckon just like your kids being like, I wasn't there, dad. I saw you. I tracked you. There's a video of you. No, yeah,
dude, 100%. No, I didn't join ISIS. No, I can see you've got the bandana on and you're holding the flags and we'll know. You know what I mean? Like it's a...
And you call the anti-deepfakers like it's almost like Ghostbuster guys.
Exactly.
Okay, goes, overalls.
Was my kid there? Yeah. So, I don't know. I went to ISIS as an example for that. Sorry.
Why is a kid with ISIS in 2030?
Do ISIS wear bandanas as well? I don't know. And back to ISIS is gone. Anyway,
Balaclava? I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. Baklava. I just remember like Greek dessert on their face.
Oh yeah, baklava is that pastry that's not a pastry.
Yeah, it's the worst pastry. I hate
it. I hate that so much. And every time I'm at a Greek restaurant, people are like, you've got to try the baklava.
No, I don't. The fucking terrible.
It's not a real, dessert. This is a pie that's sweet.
I don't know why is this? It's actually shit. It's a shit. I'll say as my own people. I will fall on my sword. We were baklava is cuck to all Greeks. We must borrow desserts. Tiramisu, lovely.
Okay, good. So you're prepared to take heat?
Yeah, I'll take it. Baklava is cuck.
Okay, at least I'm not good.
I'm allowed to say that. You can say the N-word. I can say baklava is shit.
Hey, we're black people, you get this N-word and I'll disgrace my dessert every now and again.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And on that note... I think we made time.
Yeah, I think it's time to call it before you get denied at the border.
Yes, yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah. Especially with you going to Greece and trying to tell people, hey, listen to my podcast.
No, exactly. They'll be like, first episode. You said baklava is shit. Why would I listen to your
yeah.
Anyway,
so we need to cut this off before you say anything more incriminating.
No, 100%. Have a good weekend.
Hold on, before I close, I don't want to play with this. I don't want to take this lightly.
Yeah.
Guys, make sure you take your cybersecurity seriously. I recommend getting a pass manager, or if you don't want to spend that kind of money and you're like, wait, but if all my passwords are in one place, I can still get hacked. Write that shit down, take a photo, protect yourselves, as well as you're not too strong, you're not too proud. If you're going through some shit and shit's hard, talk to someone. I didn't want to.
Love it. I thought you were going to talk about cybersecurity, but love the mental health shout out. That's great.
Yeah, 100%.
Have a great week. Have a great week. Have a great week. Have a great week. Don't wolf.
You too, man. Don't wolf. So yeah.
The pedestal.
Out of 100.